Welcome to Your IVF Abroad podcast, where I will share, educate and empower you on your journey with infertility and IVF abroad. I'm Emma Haslam, your host, mum via treatment abroad and the IVF abroad expert. Since the birth of my son in 2018, I have made it my mission to make fertility treatment more transparent, accessible, supported and affordable. I now help people around the world just like you to find a safe, best fit clinic, have fertility treatment and achieve their dreams of starting or expanding their families. And I'm here now to help you too. Hello, hello. It's Emma Haslam here from Your IVF Abroad. And I'm back for the final episode of this podcast in season two. So today I have picked something that I hear a lot from people because it feels easy and is also something that I considered, we considered, because actually we all like ease, right? And when you're going through something as difficult as infertility and trying to conceive, ease is good. However, sometimes things that feel easy in the short term might not then be easy later on. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about why your local fertility clinic might not actually be the best choice for you just because it feels easier. What do I mean when I say it feels easier? Well, I think naturally, when we start to think about where to have our fertility treatment, we look at, generally, most of us look at clinics within an hour-ish drive of where we live, which makes loads of sense if you think about it. It's comfortable because you understand probably where this place is. It's comfortable because it's very easy to go and visit the clinic in person. Although actually lots of people now don't do that since the pandemic. Lots of people have their consultations, even if they have them in their own country, you know, via Zoom. But, you know, to feel that you've got that option, it feels, you know, not as far away because it isn't as far away as perhaps considering going abroad. But also from a logistics point of view, when you come to having your treatment and your monitoring and things, it's within an hour of where you live. You get to come home every night. And that feels a lot easier, doesn't it, than the thought of going to another country to have your fertility treatment. And this is something we did when we were starting to think about where to go for our fertility treatment. I had a conversation with a lady the other day, and it's not the first time I've had this conversation. And they, as well as speaking to me and working out whether or not going abroad is right for them, they've also booked an appointment with a local fertility clinic. And I totally get it. This is with absolutely no judgment at all. As I said, I have been there, and it makes a lot of sense in lots of ways if you're thinking about things kind of practically. And as I said, you're going through a really difficult time. So where we can add ease, great. But, when you potentially choose a fertility clinic based on mainly location, what you're probably not doing is thinking, is this really the right clinic for me, for us? Is this the best fit for our circumstances? So your medical needs, perhaps you've got, let's say, unexplained infertility, or you are older, in inverted commas, and you know, you're looking for some specialist help in one of those two areas. All fertility treatment is not the same. And I didn't realize this back when I started on my own personal journey. I just thought it was all the same, and it's not all the same. So that's the first thing I wanted to let you know, in case no one's ever told you that before. And not all clinics offer the same treatments. And because it's not all the same, some are better at other things. Some are better at things than others. Some are specialists in things. Some are specialists in nothing. Some personalize your protocols. Some roll out the same protocols, which is your timetable of what you do and when, with what medication and when. Some roll out the same protocols for everybody. This is so important to get right, because you need to be looked after by a team that are best placed to meet your medical needs, to give you the best chances of success. Also, I would urge you to consider things like personality and how that clinic works, and whether that clinic works in a way that suits you and are going to be able to give you the type of support that you want and you need and you expect. Because again, clinics all work very differently, similarly in lots of ways, but differently in other ways. And these are the things that can really make or break your journey. And also price too. You know, there are wild cost differences here in the UK, in America, between clinics in the same countries. And again, thinking about chances of success, if budget is a factor for you in this process, which it is for lots of people, the costs that you might pay locally, excuse me, might not be the best value for money for you. And by looking further afield and combining that with a clinic that best meets your medical needs, then you're going to give yourself a bigger pot of money with a more specialist clinic to have more goes at this if needed, which is likely to be needed because it's a numbers game. You know, it does happen for people first time, but not always. So you're giving yourself more chances of success. You're making your budget stretch further with the right people in the first place. And things might change. Your needs might change over time. You may look to find a different clinic later, but you're giving yourself the best chance of success at this point in time. So while it feels very, very easy to choose a clinic locally to you, it might not feel easy later on down the line for those reasons. And I just urge you to think about this before committing to a clinic. It's about asking lots of really good questions and just be really honest with yourself about whether it truly is the right fit or whether you're doing it because it's local to you. Now, it might be that your local fertility clinic is the right choice for you. And if it truly is, then fantastic. If it's within budget and it truly meets your needs, then I can see the benefit of the ease of a clinic being around the corner for you. But in most circumstances, it's not the right fit. And you're generally only then looking at considering a couple of clinics. By looking abroad, it's going to feel harder. It doesn't have to feel harder. You can get some support from someone like myself. And in the show notes, you can have a look at the services that I offer. We can organise a complimentary 15-minute call so I can talk you through the services I offer and to see if we're a good fit. So I'll pop details of how to do that in the show notes as well. So it doesn't have to be harder, but it will feel harder because it's something that you haven't done before. And when we haven't done something before, it's hard. But that upfront feeling doesn't mean to say the process is going to be hard. And doing it now is better than doing it later when you figure out that actually it wasn't the right clinic for you. You spent your money and there's no more money now to try again, and you really want to try again and you haven't got a baby at the end of it. And of course, going abroad doesn't guarantee that you get a baby at the end of it either. But as I said, if you can stretch your budget further with the right clinic, then you're just increasing your chances. And actually, don't underestimate how helpful it can be for lots of people to be away from home while having their fertility treatment, because you're away from the stresses of home life. You might have caring responsibilities. You might have a really, really high-powered, stressful job that you need to step back and take some time away from. It might be that you're taking your work with you and you're balancing it that way. But actually being somewhere else can be fantastic. You know, you're not at the clinic the whole time, so you can get out and you can enjoy yourself. And I know it's not the same as going on holiday when you're not having fertility treatment, but it can still be a nice time. I've had this feedback from clients. So actually, you know, being at home isn't necessarily where you'd find you want to be anyway when it comes to it. But I hope that this has helped, just to pause for a second and think about this. And as I said, I'm not saying don't talk to your local fertility clinics, but just make sure that you are really working out whether or not this is the right clinic for you to go to, and your reasons for making that decision are in line with the end goal, I guess, because I can help you find an amazing clinic that suits your needs abroad. You know, it doesn't have to be difficult, as I said. And, you know, if you're somewhere like America, let me give an example in America, because I know lots of people in America are now listening to my podcast, which is amazing. And I have American clients. You know, the cost savings for you guys is insane, even including everything, your flights, your accommodation, you know, insane savings by going abroad and having your fertility treatment. I can see, though, for people coming long haul, how it might feel even harder to consider going somewhere like Europe to have your fertility treatment, because it might be that you've never left America, for example. It might be that you've never gone that far. You've got things like time differences to factor in. But in reality, you'd go for a longer period of time, and there would be time to acclimatize to where you go in. And, you know, this message might be even stronger for you because you live in obviously a huge country compared to me here in the UK. So you'll have more choice on your doorstep. But the message is the same wherever you live. And as you'll know from previous episodes, you know, the cost savings that you can make are huge by going abroad. And there are so many benefits to going abroad. As I said, the kind of being away from home can be a massive benefit, the cost savings, having options around things like donor conception, if that's something that you are considering, no waiting lists, more innovative testing and treatments, and the option of lots of amazing clinics. So you really can nail the right clinic for you. And it really does make or break people's journey, whatever the outcome. So have a think about this. Do your research. If you need some help, as I said, we can book a 15-minute complimentary video call, and I'll talk you through the different options that I offer to help you, both one-to-one and with my DIY instantly accessible toolkit course as well. So I hope you've enjoyed this series. It's been really lovely to be back chatting to you, and I look forward to seeing you again in season 3. Make sure that you hit the notifications button, and then you'll know when season 3 lands. And if you haven't already reviewed the podcast, I'd love it if you just take a moment to go and do that for me wherever you listen to this podcast. It takes seconds, but it really helps the platforms to push this podcast out to more people so that I can help more of you. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Thank you for listening to Your IVF Abroad podcast with me, Emma Haslam. If you're interested in finding out if IVF Abroad could be right for you, then download my free checklist at yourivfabroad.co.uk/who is IVF Abroad for.